ABC Radio Australia.
This week, a peaceful protest over allegations of widespread sexual harassment at Papua New Guinea's largest university descended into chaos. Vision posted on Facebook shows a group of male students allegedly interrupting the gathering at UPNG's Waigani campus before chasing off media workers trying to cover it. The protest was organised after a social media post claimed a female student had been sexually assaulted by a group of 10 male students. The demonstration then drew large crowds of young women, many of them also claiming to have been a victim on campus. But it's not just PNG, of course. We've seen female students elsewhere in the world protesting as well, wanting to raise the alarm about their experiences. A 2015 survey in Australia found that 72% of women at uni had experienced some kind of sexual harassment, assault, or violence. That's 7 in 10 women. But that's the fact that some men try to stop the protest that has caused many to be outraged in PNG and ultimately quite hurt. Pacific Beat reached out to several young women to see if they might share their stories, but most decline. But final year student Abigail Wafi has shared her experiences with reporter Bethany Harriman.
Basically, I started uni in 2017. I went as a first year student. I was a residential student on campus. How I started avoiding male drunkards was I had an experience in 2017 where just a week into boarding and the semester began, we went to the mess. My friends and I, we were heading for breakfast. That was on a Saturday. And then we encountered a drunk young man. He literally smashed his breakfast plate in front of us while we were trying to head out the mess. And this really got me frightened. And I decided, like, in between weekends, I sometimes just go to the house or I avoid going for breakfast because of that incident that I encountered with my friends. It kind of continued since 2017. I experienced the same thing. Like, we couldn't just walk freely to the ATM when boys are drunk, male students are drunk and on the road, because they'll always feel the need to just tap in and then disturb us or just throw words at us. And if we are trying to argue with them or tell them not to do that or like that, they come in group and they support each other, and then we cannot do anything because we are females. Mm. And then it happened in Kenya. Another experience for me was we were in my room at Games Village. That was in, yeah, when I was in third year. And then it was going to the end of semester one where everyone was just drunk. The campus was filled with drunkards, noise, loud music, boombox. And it was around 4 a.m. in the morning. We gathered in my room and we were playing card games. And then it came a drunkard man from Highlands. I know his name, but I won't call his name. He came and he knocked on the door. So there were about 6 of us in the room. So I thought the security came and knocked. So I asked one of my friends to stand up and open the door. When she opened the door, the guy was in a black hoodie, and then he peeped through that door, and then we all got shocked, like, hey, what are you doing here? Get out, go. And then he said, oh, sorry, we play mangi play day game, so all talking me low come. Now if me come into the room, blue or me come to Mary, but over by 6 feet, we are blue. And I was so frustrated, I stood up and said, do you look like your day game objects? Yeah, get out of here and go to your girlfriend or go back to your boys. You're not supposed to be here. We're gonna put our boarding status at risk if the uni force or our warden finds out about it. So we finally chucked him out of the block we were in and the room, so he went. But then again, around 6 o'clock in the morning, he came back to the same room. And then that's when all the girls were awake and we all chased him away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my incident in third year, and then I was physically harassed by another Highlands guy in last year, May. It was around 8:30 p.m., just an ordinary day in school day, but this guy was so drunk. And then they used to have a market at the Toa dormitory where, like, all the girls and boys go there. So my friends and I, we, from outside, we got dropped off, and then walking down, we decided to get some buai and then go to Games Village. And the guy was inside a fence. When he saw us, he demanded that my two friends and I must, like, go and tell stories with him, or he wanted to come out and then we'll have to, you know, I don't know what they wanted from us. So we just stand and look, me being the toughest in the group, I just looked and I told my two friends, just ignore him. No, he decided to jump over the fence, and then he came down with a small pink kitchen knife. Mm. And then he started pushing it towards my tummy, and then I kept moving backward, and I was like, hey, you are making. I'm telling you, you can't let us story on me. I was like, hey, you're right. So I started going around. There's a footpath there. So we started going around in circles. But he kept on doing it, like trying to stab me with a knife. And the guys, the male students, they were just standing there. Some were in the market, some outside the fence. They didn't even say anything or make an attempt to stop him. And my two friends, they got scared. They jumped over the drain, and we all ran down towards DMK, the dormitory. Yeah, that was my incident. That was what happened to me. And then, to my surprise, I went to school on Tuesday for the protest. I saw this very person. He was leading the good man protest. And then I took a shot.
First of all, they didn't want female students to do the protest march. And they stopped them. They tried to stop them, and then they acted violently towards the media for covering the event. And then they go ahead, backflip, and then hold a protest saying that they deserve an apology and that a good man still live in UPNG. What are your thoughts when you hear or see this type of reaction from certain male students?
To be honest, I would say they are hypocrites. They were supposed, if they're claiming that they're a good man in UPNG, why not they just join the whole team and then go for what is right and generally apologize to the female populace? Again, they decided to come in another group, which that group we identified certain male students in that group that harass girls. So there's really no point. If you know that you are wrong, apologize as a man and just, you know, what's done is done, and then we look at ways to improve the reputation of the school and, you know, bring that good UPNG reputation.
UPNG student Abigail Wafi speaking there with Bethany Harriman.